brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see what the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2010, booth 3037.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with John Bingham. He is president and CEO of Piaggio America, and he's also the marketing director for the company as a whole. John, we're going into Oshkosh. Times remain uncertain. What are you seeing out there, and how is the market treating Piaggio?
Well, it would be fair to say that probably the market is treating Piaggio the same way as it's treating everybody else, Russ, and it's a tough market that I think very few of us have seen before. To this degree. What I would say to you is that as we progress through 2010, we have certainly seen a strengthening in terms of the number of people who are looking at aircraft. Now, that hasn't been translated into sales just yet, but certainly we think that the second part of 2010 and going into 2011 is all moving in the right direction. For us, the traditional markets of Europe and North America still remain very, very tough. But we have actually made a lot of progress during the downtimes in entering a number of other markets around the world that we haven't been in before. And as such, we're looking for those markets, some of which have not been as recession hit as the traditional ones, to provide a response and get us through 2010 towards our numbers for this year and give us a head start on 2011.
Okay, well, you've seen good times and you've seen bad times. How is the market going to be different when we finally pull out of this? These sorts of downturns do tend to cause a shift in the way people do business. What do you see coming?
You're absolutely correct. There is already a distinctly different approach amongst the prospective buyers that are out there. For instance, the gestation period on an aircraft purchase is now considerably longer than previously seen. And one finds oneself working with customers for many, many months before a deal is signed. Some of that is due to the lack of availability of funding. Some of that is a wariness on behalf of the prospect as to whether it's the right time to buy now or to wait a few months. There are a number of people who are also waiting to see if the government comes out with bonus depreciation, which of course would be the best stimulus they could possibly offer to the domestic market in North America. And I think there's just a little bit of apprehension across the board, but it's not as bad as it was. And I have to say to you, it is going to translate into sales. The question is, like everybody else, we're asking when.
Tell us a little bit about what Piaggio has been up to in the last year and what your presence at Oshkosh will look like.
With regard to Piaggio, as I mentioned earlier on, we had some options. We could sit and wait for the recession to go by, or we could be extremely proactive. We chose to be proactive. I mentioned the two traditional markets of Western Europe and the United States, which candidly have been our key domiciles and our key markets for sales in the past. We have spent a lot of time, number one, working at our factory and going through our production process, introducing a lot of lean manufacturing techniques to increase our overall ability to produce aircraft as the market returns. That doesn't mean we're going to flick the switch on next week and now we have a capability of producing between 40 and 50 aircraft a year as opposed to around 30. We're not going to do that, but we do have that ability as the market returns. So number one, we focused on our production. Number two, we focused on a lot of new markets. Examples would be South Africa, Australia, the Far East, certainly South America, and we'll have some announcements about South America in just a couple of weeks' time when we get to La Paz in Sao Paulo. But that market in particular offers us a great opportunity. And so for us, twofold, sort our production techniques out, increase our ability to produce more planes, and find new markets to sell the planes so that When the new markets sell the planes, that's fine. When the traditional markets come back, we can then switch on the production to a high level. And for us, I think we've been sensible about the way we've approached it, and we're viewing it that it will provide added strength for Piaggio longer term.
And where do we find you at Oshkosh?
You'll find us down by the flight line. We'll be there with the familiar blue background to our stand. We have a wonderful Piaggio P180 Avanti 2. They're extremely well equipped, and people can literally poke their head in the door, get on board the plane, and they will understand why it is the favorite of so many fractional customers, as well as so many operators as well, because of the full stand-up cabin and the greenness and economy of the Piaggio P180, because we're burning less than 100 gallons an hour and still doing over 400 knots.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.